The word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise his end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Lift your hands and give the Lord befitting praise from the depths of your heart. Befitting praise. The one that you know is fit for his glory. Can I hear you shout it out loud? Oh, go ahead and give the Lord a big, 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 big shout. Is there someone here who is truly grateful? And you know in your heart that it is of the Lord's mercies that we have not been consumed. It is of his goodness. Amen. You know, one of the things that baffles me about life is that sometimes the people that you think will be around for long, you just hear so-and-so person has passed on. And you want to ask what's the criteria for those who are here. Mercy. It is those that God keeps that are kept. Talk to me now. I said it is those that God keeps that are what? That are kept. It is of the Lord's mercies that we have not been consumed. Can we lift our voice one more time and give the Lord a thunderous shout? Make it louder and better. Oh, we bless you. I want us to bless the Lord this morning and just rejoice. Is that okay now? And just what? Rejoice before his throne and just rejoice. I want us to bless him from the depth of our heart. Is that okay? Can you lift your hand? If you feel like shouting, shout. Don't let anything hold you back. Hey. Never let anything hold you back. Hallelujah! Glory, glory, glory to your name, Jesus.
Yeah.
You deserve all the praise and all the glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You are faithful.
You are worthy.
Full of power. Full of grace. Full of wonders. You remain the same. Great is your holy name. We give you praise. Shadabaka, Yadabaka, Telabako, Freddy. Can you scream and bless his name? It is above the praise. It is above the praise. He's faithful, he's kind, he's merciful, he's good, he's loving, his name is grace, he's Yahweh, he's the consuming fire, he's the merciful God, he's the same, yesterday, today, and forever, he's Jehovah. We bless you, Lord. Lift your hands and let those praise just come from the depth of your heart. Let them come from the depth of your heart. Let them come. Just bless him. Magnify him. Indeed, there is none, there is none, there is none like him. Who is like you, Lord? In all the earth,
you are matchless love,
matchless love,
and beauty endless. Oh, nothing in this world Jesus, you are the Father that won't run dry. One more time we sing, who is like you, Lord?
Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth?
Hey, Lord, I'm a shouty, matchless love.
Love
and beauty, endless world. Nothing in this world.
Nothing in this world. Yes,
nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the God.
Jesus, you're the God that won't run.
Oh, lift your voice and sing your prayer.
Your prayer
is heaven.
Is heaven
to me, God. Your presence, your presence, your presence.
Your presence
is heaven. Lift it up and declare. One more time, lift your hands and your voice. Your presence, your presence, your presence, your presence.
Your presence
is heaven to me, oh, to me. Oh, 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 oh. Your presence is heaven to me, oh, is heaven.
Take your seat. Take your seat. Please don't go yet. Just take your seat. I want us to make melodies to the Lord on our seat. Is that okay? Do you know how to do that? Hello. Do you know how to do that? Your hands. Tutu. Oh yeah. Yes. Then follow the beat. You know, sometimes it's been long you've clapped. The way you clap on assembly ground. Just solemnly and follow the beat. Enyi oba ogo, ohun ni Olorun. Enyi oba ogo, ohun ni Olorun. Yi fun seya ti o ti fi han o wa pe lawon ero ni mo lona o si je imole won lo san loru eyin angeli didan ludura ki gbogbo yin juba e wo jure ki gbogbo joba re aye ti fi on isere yo mai isere yo mai fi boku fu olu wa o kan bi eyin oba ogo ohun ni olorun eyin oba ogo ohun ni olorun yi fu seyanu ti o ti fi on. Oh, I feel I want hero. See, the melody will come from your heart. Hey, angel, keep keep job, Fi boko fu Oluwa oko mi. Eke ye ye ye.
Ye ye.
Eke ye ye ye.
Ye.
Eke ye Hosanna.
Ye Hosanna.
Eke ye ye ye.
Ye.
Ewo Jesu ninu aye mi.
O n gbọ adura mi.
O n gbọ adura mi. O n ba mi se temi.
O n ba mi se
lewi. O n gbọ adura re.
O n gbọ
Now we wait for them to change the beat from reggae into what we are really doing. Is that okay now? Aha. Now I want to see you give the Lord some steps and let it come from the depth of your heart. Let it be with the whole of your spirit. Don't mind your neighbor, your atmosphere. Don't mind what the next person is doing. Don't mind what they are doing. Just give the Lord dance, 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 dance. Iye Olorun wa Oba to gbo adura Ogoye Olorun wa Oba to gbo adura Iye Olorun wa Oba to gbo adura Ogoye
Olorun wa Oba to gbo adura
O se mi lanu ma polongo re Oba to se mi lanu eh aha ma polongo re O se mi lanu o
se mi lanu
ma polongo re Oba to se mi lanu
eh aha ma polongo re Moya beka ya Yesu na keika Isaya bo Moya beka
ya Yesu na keika Isaya bo
Moya beka
Moya beka ya Yesu na
keika
Isaya bo Now that's on today we give you praise
Moya beka
our Savior you are the only one worthy of praise
Moya beka
Moya beka
Ya Yesu na keka isayabo Ya Yesu na keka isayabo Buya bi Yesu na mulo dagara Mu te hallelujah Hallelujah Buya bi Yesu na mulo dagara Mu te hallelujah 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 oh hallelujah Hallelujah Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
Ubangiji, kai kade a Yesu, oh Yesu, Yesu, mungore man. Ubangiji kai kade kaisaya bo Yesu mungo de makayo Ubangiji kai kade kaisaya bo kai kade
kai kade
Ubangiji
kai kade kaisaya bo
kai kade
kai kade kai kade
Ubangiji kai kade kaisaya bo
Awesome God. Awesome God,
awesome God,
mighty God,
mighty God,
mighty God,
mighty God,
we give you praise. We give you praise.
We give you praise.
Awesome God,
we give you praise.
Mighty God. Awesome God,
awesome God,
awesome God,
awesome God,
mighty God,
mighty God,
awesome God,
awesome God,
awesome God,
awesome God,
mighty God,
mighty God,
we give you praise.
Express your gratitude. Oh, we bless you. Hallelujah. Now hold on a minute. Let me teach you something. Hold on. Now, you see, when it comes to communication, the essence of it is understanding. Am I correct? That what you are communicating is understanding. Now, sometimes you see two people, a boy and a girl, in a relationship. And the girl just keeps saying, he doesn't know my love language. What does that mean? There is a language that when spoken, I respond, and my response is love. Is that okay now? And when that language is understood, for instance, some love quality time, those ones, you have to sit down with them, and when you are sitting with them, you don't press your phone. They are the team of Ojulorawa. Are you following what I'm saying? Quality time. There are people that their own love language is touch. And you see it from the way they also do. When they are talking to you, they will touch you. Pastor to me say, You see that? If you have not spoken that language, you don't get to their heart. What other ones do we have? Act of service. These ones, if they wash plate, go and fetch water. Just make sure you are busy. By making yourself useful, they feel you love them. Do you get what I'm saying? Just make yourself useful. If they are backing baby you to carry the feeder, and say, do you understand that? Until you speak that language, though they have love, they'll be able to reciprocate and respond. One of the love languages of God is thanksgiving. It says, when you come with thanksgiving, there are gates that will automatically open because now you understand what can open those doors. Listen to me. If what you want to see is a change in situations, then the way out is not grumbling. The way out is not murmuring. The way out is thanksgiving. He said it himself. He said, enter into his gate with what? Thanksgiving. And into his court with what? Praise. When you understand that as you begin to give thanks, there are gates. That as you begin to dance and rejoice, there are gates that automatically lift up their heads. And there are doors that automatically open for you. You must understand it. It's a secret. That it doesn't matter what the... No need should be so big that your response or your attempt to get it is you trying to do something that is not in the wisdom of God. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me tell you something. One of my New Year resolutions, one of my New Year desires, I have to say it publicly so that you watch me as I grow, is that by December 2022, I am the best dancer in this church. Are you following what I'm saying? And listen, my wife has taught me one. They call it palliative. That one is like you are eating hot noodles. Just say, my God. I tell you, you will see it happen. Whatever it is that can be learnt must be learnt. Are you following what I'm saying? When I have now perfected how to dance, and I'll tell my wife, I am taking you to the altar the second time. What you did that day, forget it. Are you now? Listen, you must understand that when a new year is starting, don't start with what you can get from God alone. You must also have plans of what you can give. Are you following what I'm saying? And see, the truth is, it doesn't matter how a religion has painted God. God is not a boring God. I say God is not boring. I say again, God is not boring. You know, sometimes the image of God you have is one king who is seated somewhere looking at what we are doing now and saying, look at this one. Look at this one. She didn't greet me this morning when she woke up. She's here dancing. Listen to me. As long as what you do leads you back to God, he is honored by it. You must understand that. Sometimes you see the lies of the devil. You miss prayer time. You miss prayer time. You were busy doing something. You miss prayer time. They quickly want to augment and pray and at a certain time. One of the first things you will have to fight with is the devil telling you that, God is not happy with you. You are just coming now. If it is the devil saying it is not true. Do you get what I'm saying? If the Bible says that he that seated in the heavens shall laugh. If he can laugh, he can dance. The distance is not much. I mean, how will God look at the old heads and say, I have made an everlasting covenant with a man who can dance? A man who can dance. He said, this one is wise. The covenant I have made with him will remain as the days of the heavens
and the earth. Somebody is going through some things. You know, people start the new year with different things. Some people started with debt. Debt that must be cleared. The first, some people enter this new year with minus 2,750 naira, MTN. Hold on a minute. It's a face. Is that okay now? It's a what? And I tell you, believe me honestly, I've been there before. It's a face. I know what it means. Now, I don't even know what it means to load recharge card. It is still you God is using. Sometimes I just get card on my phone every now and then. Somebody saw messages on my phone, over 1,800 unopened messages. Many of those messages are, please load this card. Like, to sit down with numbers now, begin to punch. And the first time somebody ever sent me a recharge card in my life, 200 naira, I can never forget. When I loaded the 200 naira, my account balance went to minus 900 and something. Because there were family debt waiting for the money in my account. But it doesn't matter where you are currently in life. God can be praised from that situation. Yes. Is that okay? There are many of you might be here that the only reason your landlord has not called you is because it's New Year. This way I don't look like a wicked man. And some of you, they've called you already. This way I don't look wicked. I don't look this. Let me give this fellow till second week in January. And you have no idea of where the money will come from. In the midst of that situation, God can be praised. That's the way out. That's the way out. Then, as you are, you know what that means? You enter into his gate with thanks. What does that mean? Before you begin to give thanks, you were locked behind the gate. As you begin to give thanks, you begin to move. And what is the movement? All the ancient gates and the everlasting doors that have shut you out in destiny, they begin to lift up their heads. Not because you prayed, not because you shouted, but because you praised the one who has the command in his lips. Are you following what I'm saying? See, please understand, I'm not trying to say this, so I'm trying to cajole you to praise God. I mean, when he was giving his testimonies, and he was talking about when I was in service, and I tell you, because I had delay for 2 solid years, I knew in my heart, you know, sometimes the temptation you may have is to look at people there and say, oh, these guys are here. I'm not your mate, though. I'm not people's mate. Don't think. But every steps I take, God, I don't know about others. You brought me here. Listen to me. Let me share a very practical story. I saw a young guy I love so much. Put something online that they were in need of money for something. So I said, we are going to sow into this project. So I gave him a call and I said, how much is left? He said, so and so amount. I said, don't worry. Pull down what you put online. We have covered it. So I sent the money. And when I sent the money, he sent me a WhatsApp message. I said, we've seen the money. Man of God, God bless you. I appreciate. Sincerely, I'm a man. I was not happy. I know I have done it to God. But if what is done has saved you from something, your thanksgiving must show it. And I felt like I have been robbed. I felt like I have sown a seed that will not germinate. So I understood what the Yoruba says. If we do something good, right? To a person, listen to me. If you do anything to someone who is ungrateful and you are not cool with it, it is not the flesh. Even God too is not cool with it. Even God is not cool with it. And I was asking myself, is this part of Shakara, part of what is this?
if you give me a socks, let my wife tell you. I open my box, my wardrobe. I see stash of socks. Oh, somebody gave me these socks. This one. And some of you have noticed, somebody comes to church and say, Pastor, I came to sow a seed. Either a shoe or a shirt. You will notice the following day I'll wear it. I'm not too big for it. I'm going to put it on. One of my boys sent to me some canvas and a shirt. Brought it from Lagos. Sincerely, it is not really my trend. It is not really my trend. But I said, if you have given me this thing, I will wear it. I appreciate you. I appreciate. There was one time like that, one white canvas like that. It was Stomy that gave me that canvas. Very big. When I wore it, it was like I climbed 2 building stories. I wore it to, I first wore it to gym because I didn't understand those who wear it, where they used to wear it to. So I wore it to gym. Everybody were looking at me like, silly bathroom. This is not the place though. So, it was during ISM. Yeah. ISM. Last year. I said, this shoe must do ministry with me. As a sign that I appreciate it. Is that okay now? As God begins to lift you, please, don't give him the same measure of thanksgiving you were giving yesterday. Because truly you have shifted from where you were yesterday. As he raised you, raise your praise. Raise your thanksgiving. He loves it. I tell you, look up. Let me tell you one of the secrets of being intense spiritually. One of the secrets of spiritual intensity. Believe you me, it is thanksgiving. It is what? Thanksgiving. I want to minister. Forget about ministry now. I want to be sharp as a battle axe that I am coming from the place of prayer to speak to set of people or to interact with set of people that I have no idea of what each and everyone are going through. One of the secrets, I stay before God and worship God on behalf of the church. Father, I thank you. Because every word you have always sent is like a rain that brings forth things in their season. I give you praise for these people you have given to me. It is by your mercies that we have been preserved. Bless God, bless God, bless God, then fire in tongues. Then wrap up with thanksgiving again. You come. You may have a sermon note. The prophetic will redirect it. Because the real atmosphere that ventilates it is worship. You learn this secret? Before the Lord. You know what? I found out, Pastor here, Adeboye. You see, how many of you have observed that man? That when he's speaking about God, indeed, he's not faking it. God is his daddy. It is one thing to repeat it because you've heard it. Or it's another thing for it to be true. Are you following what I'm saying here? And as your relationship with God begins to go deeper, God begins to make demands of certain practices in thanksgiving. He's really a lover. Oh. He's a lover. He looks at you sometimes and said, do you know it's been long? You told me I love you. You say, hold on. This dimension, I only know it about boyfriends and girlfriends. God said, you've done many things. But that word, I love you, I want to hear it. He is big, yet humble enough to be honored by our worship. And you look at God. The issue is that most of you have been hearing these things, but you don't believe it is God. No. The kind of God they preach and taught me about will never mud me of that. I love you. No. No, believe me. He looks at you and say, it's been long you sat on my laps. You say, God, where's your laps? He say, you sit where you used to sit down and praise me with the consciousness that you're on my laps. Let me tell you something. I remember when we were doing some rearrangement before I got married. You know, in case you don't know, before you get married, rearrange. Is that okay now? I'm telling some of you in advance. So I was doing some rearrangement before I got married, rearranging the house, putting the bedroom in place, in good shape, so the Holy Ghost can descend. I have a prayer. I have a prayer stool. I used to sit there. I can't remember who amongst them carried the stool. As they carried the stool and put it outside the door, a vibration entered the person. If I've been sitting there to worship God, God has honored it. I'm not sure about places you have separated in your house. Maybe a corner. Even if you are living in a house where you are about six, have a spot. From having a spot, God will bless you, have a room for prayer. From having a room, God will bless you, have a dedicated house for prayer. From that, God will bless you, you have an entire prayer field. That's how it starts. And you notice, as long as you have been giving God honor, He comes there to stay. That's what happens even when you allocate a time. And say every day, 12 a.m. to 1 a.m., I will not be among those who are sleeping. I will be before the presence of the Lord giving Him praise. And you will notice each time you do it, God is already there waiting for you. And what happens the day you sleep off? He's there saying, ah, my baby, I wish you can wake up now. We can have time together. He loves attention. And He enjoys Thanksgiving. Are you following what I'm saying here? You have things you are trusting God for. Don't make a request yet. Bless God on behalf of them that you have perfected it. Don't make a request yet. Don't start by shouting. You start by serving Him. Start by ministering to Him. Then when you do, look up. A family is coming together at night after all they are doing. And one night they look at themselves. They want to eat, and all that is available is water. And instead of murmuring, they carry the water and lifted it up and say, Father, for water, and begin to drum. Oh, Father, for water. That is the last time water will be the only thing they have. There is a system in the majesty of God that says, this one knows me, and they that do know their God will now be strong and do exploit. Are you following what I'm saying? Murmuring is a sign you don't know Him. I want to give you a minute more. Even the things He has not done, bless Him for it. Even the things He is yet to do, bless Him for it. Just play on strings. Just roll, play on string. Bless Him for it. I want us to make thanksgiving and praise a culture. Make it a super culture.
Ohun gbogbo le se fun mi. Ohun gbogbo le se fun mi. Ki le ti se fun mi ko si o. Ohun gbogbo le se fun mi. Ohun gbogbo le se fun mi. Ohun gbogbo le se fun mi. Ki le ti se fun mi ko si o. Ohun gbogbo lo se fun mi. Ohun gbogbo lo se fun mi. Ohun gbogbo lo se fun mi. Ki le ti se fun mi ko si o. Ohun gbogbo lo se fun mi. Ki le ti se fun mi Olorun ko si o. Ohun gbogbo lo se fun mi.
Go ahead and bless Him. Bless Him. Bless Him.
Kila ti se fun mi ko si o. Ohun gbogbo la se fun mi. Oni duro mi e se o. Oni duro mi e se o. Bo ba se niyan lo duro ni ha ti ma soro. Boba se niyan lo duro, eba ti san lo. Boba se niyan lo duro ni a ti ma siregun. Omi duro mi e se o.
Bless Him, oh. And let it come. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come from your heart. Let it come from your heart.
Ohun gbogbo le se fun mi. Ki le ti se fun mi ko si o. Ohun gbogbo le se fun mi. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Church, can we do something quickly? I want us to bless God for where we are now. Listen. I see many of you finding yourself. I know there is a need for many more things, air condition, and all those things. But believe me honestly, when we were under that previous tent, we were sweating also. When we were at the former venue, Baptist Plaza, we were sweating also. Has God been good to us? As a church, if we are starting the year like this, you can imagine what will be. I want us to be grateful. Thank you for taking us from one point to another. You have never left us at the same level. You have never allowed 2 years meet us the same way. You've been very faithful, very consistent in lifting us as a church. Please acknowledge him. Thank you for Sphere of Light Church. Thank you for this family worldwide. Thank you for all that you have been doing. Thank you for all our people. Thank you for particularly providing this place. Thank you for what you have been doing, Lord. Please, I'd like you to bless him. And thank him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him.
God of Abraham, you're the God of covenant, faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you do just what you say.
Though the storm may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart learn when you speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting sun, I will praise your name. Yeah. Great is your faithfulness to me.
Bless him, please. God has been faithful. God has been faithful. God has been faithful. God has been faithful. Sing the song. Sing it. I'll still bless him.
Ooh, sing. I'll still bless you. In the middle of the storms, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. In the middle of the road, when I don't know where to go, I'll still bless you. Hey. In the middle of my trials, in the middle of the road, I'll still bless. Hey. When I'm in the middle of the road and I don't know which way to go, I'll still bless. Lord, I'll still bless you, Lord. Lord, I'll still bless you. Lord, I'll still bless you. Lord, I'll still bless you. Oh, I'll still bless you. I put my faith in Jesus, my anchor to the ground, my
I'll still bless you. Yo, I'll still bless. Doesn't matter what I see, oh God.
I'll still bless.
Doesn't matter what I face, oh God.
I'll still bless.
I'll still bless you. I'll still bless you.
I'll still bless
you.
God of wonders beyond the galaxy, we call you glory.
The universe will declare your majesty. You are holy. You are holy. Yeah. God of wonders beyond the galaxy. You are holy, you are worthy. The universe will declare your majesty.
We give you praise, Father.
You are holy.
Amen. Stand. Stand. Amen. For, listen to me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There are many of you that somebody out of their own personal prejudice had looked at you at a point in your life, and the sum total of their conclusion is, do you think the way you are behaving, do you think with the way you are, you can keep a man? For some of you, they've asked you, do you think the way your life is like this, you can keep a family? For some of you, they've asked you, do you think the way you are doing like this, somebody like you can ever have money? But who is he that is speaking when God has not said it? Are you following what I'm saying? People, if you begin to pay attention to them more than you pay attention to God, they will kill you and insult you for dying. And say different dangerous things against your mind, and you believe it. There's no strange word, no ill word spoken against your destiny that will come to pass. Are you following what I'm saying? Well, what I want you to know is this. Gradually, all the things they've said, we will look at you and we know you can never accomplish. Gradually, one after another, God has started bringing them into your life. And listen to me. Faithful is he who has promised. He will perfect. He will finish what he has started. People can look at you and say, look at you. The way you are coming to church, look at the way you are dressing. No, they don't know you really don't have. Will you ever find a man that will like someone like you? Will a girl ever? And God, in his own goodness and in his own mercies, will begin to use basket to fetch water and bucket to be embarrassed. Listen, the decision of who is lifted is up to God. Are you following what I'm saying now? The decision of who climbs up is the lifter up of men. Not anyone. I told you when our ministry started, I was insulted. I was bombarded. The people I thought would defend me gathered themselves against me, called my people, and said, this man you are following, everything he claims to be doing will not survive 6 months. This is year what now? 2022. We started as a Bible study group August 24, 2014. So by 2022, we'll be clocking 8 years of what they said will die in 6 months. And listen to me. What God is doing here is going to see the coming of Jesus. Because the builder of all things is God. Are you following what I'm saying here? Don't let a word. Let me share this story with you. It may be a very funny story, but it's true. I believe one of the worst years in my life will be year 2008. I want to show you the power of spoken words if you are not deliberate. 2008. I don't know what pushed me to it. 1st of January, about 12:10 a.m., I called one of my uncles and I said, I'm going to prank him.
I don't know what spirit. So I called him and I was pranking him. You, we are waiting for you at the station now. Come to so and so and so. My name is Inspector This from so so and so. You know that foolishness that just entered your heart to do something strange. I was going to say Happy New Year, it's just a joke. Then he stood, he kept quiet. The next thing he would say, he had said it before I know the implication. He said, all the force of the blessings I've received this new year, with them I cost you. This year will not produce anything good. I switch up. I did not even know how not to say, we threw a small stone, you are using nuclear weapon. I tell you, that year was bastardized, messed up. I had serious casualties. And every time they happen, I always look back and I say, for this man, listen to me. Now I know better that even if you have made a mistake and somebody speaks a word against your destiny legally, you can go back to the word God said. It is what God said that is the truth. Any other thing may be a fact. Was it not Jacob that looked at Reuben and said, Reuben, you're my firstborn, the beginning of my strength, my might, the excellency of dignity, but as unstable as water. This is my decree unto you. You will not excel. But what happened to Reuben? Reuben never left the altar. He stayed there. His men were dying young. He stayed. And when Moses, in Deuteronomy 33, looked at the commitment and devotion of Reuben, he said, Reuben, come. Let Reuben live and not die. Let his men not be few. If you look at what Jacob said before he began to speak those words, he said, I want to tell you what will befall you in the last days. Meaning that if not for the understanding of that tribe, Reuben till today would have been the lineage you can trace in the world that the men, despite potentials, die early. But he ceased because somebody understand that as long as it is men who have spoken the thing and not God, it can be changed. Are you following what I'm saying here? And I stand here with authority of the Spirit. Listen to me. Some of you have broken up with girls before that have cursed you. Some of you have broken up with boys that spent so much money, you hate the shawarma. It doesn't matter. And they cursed you. Some of you have done things to your parents before they looked at you. And let me strike that balance quickly. It's not just girls that eat boys shawarma. There are boys that eat girls shawarma and still cheat and break up with the girl. The girl has done everything right. And you have done it. Now you have repented. You are a born again Christian. But what she said is still haunting you. Or your mother look at you one day and say, all you have done, your children will do the same. And you know what you have done is not good. Or your father or your pastor spoke some words and said, this kind also is what the head will yield unto you. Ah. I stand with the authority of the Spirit. Whether the ones you know or the ones you don't know will take authority over every wrong word spoken into your destiny. And I say they will not stand. Say that amen loud and clear. Say it like thunder. They will not stand. Neither will they come to pass. Not only am I going to revoke them, now I speak new things. From this minute, go forward. All that have died in your life as a result of negative pronouncements, by the word of the Lord, as he has given me the commandment to prophesy, I stand and prophesy as I have been commanded. Live and not die. There is none of you under the sound of my voice, not connected to this grace, or those connected to you that will die young. You have destinies to fulfill, and the fulfillment will not be in the grave. Omarayo ni gbese togo. I bless you. I reverse all curses, all evil pronouncements. in the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, give the Lord a big hand. Three instructions. Three things you should take serious for 2022. Please sit down. Three things to take serious. I have just less than 10 minutes. I'm going to lead us. All right? Three things to do. To take very serious before in year 2022. Number one, I've told you, Thanksgiving. Be truly grateful. Listen to me. Worship is not necessarily Thanksgiving. Worship is the response of the recreated human spirit to the move of God. That's worship. Are you following what I'm saying? Because sometimes in an attempt to talk about worship, it is possible to describe it in such a way that it looks like thanksgiving is not important. God loves thanks. He inhabits the praises of his children. It doesn't matter what life throws at you. It doesn't matter what you have or don't have. Please, learn to give God thanks. It doesn't matter what you are yet to have. And you must understand this. One of the root causes of pressure is unhealthy comparison. I've told you that. Many people have no business being down, except they've seen somebody that they seem to start at the same time who are up. But there are also people that you started together who are dead. Talk to me now. There are also people who are mad, right? There are also people that the conditions they are in is worse. So in life, the way the equation is that there will always be somebody ahead of you. There will always be somebody behind you. Learn to be contented with where you are while you trust God for liftings. Your desire for lifting should not be out of the culture of commonizing what God has done first. You can't look down on what God has done and expect it to change and become better. Be truly grateful. I know you want more. You believe more is possible. Be truly grateful. Husbands and wives, make gratitude a family culture. Let it be that when your children are learning to talk, the first statement they will learn to say is either hallelujah or thank you, Jesus. Because they've been hearing daddy and mommy say it since they've been in the womb. Are you following what I'm saying here? I remember doing IMT. I was teaching. And one of the nurses in the hospital, it was in the course of the meeting that my wife gave birth. One of the nurses sent me a text and said, please, what is your blood group? Right there, while I was teaching, that was the day I was teaching about scandals in ministry. It was like all the saliva in my system dried. And I was just following what was going on online. And the message came, please, sir, you need to answer this quickly. What's your blood group? What's this? But I bless God that the next response in my spirit was, God, you have spoken words ahead and they are sealed. You know, you can just wrap up the sermon and just go and check out. You've been weighed and you've been found wanting. Something happens when your trust is on the word that God has spoken ahead that cannot fail. In the midst of the greatest turbulence in life, the response is, thank you, Jesus. You want to see things change? Don't commonize them. That's not the protocol. Give him praise for it. Value thanksgiving. Value it. Value genuine thanksgiving. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? What was the peculiar thing about Solomon? That guy didn't seem to have any advantage. He was not a soldier. If you look at his life, you would have suspected that he would have been that Prince Charming in Jerusalem. The one that every girl desires to marry and desires to marry every girl. We'll see that in what he later did. over 1,000 women around one man, servicing them with destiny. One man. He had no advantage. He was not skillful. He doesn't know about battle strategy. But he understands something. How to honor God. And when he honored God, God came from heaven and said, what do you want? And he says, help me that my heart may be large. That's the root word there. Largeness of heart, which is also wisdom. God looked at him and said, you have me at heart. I will give you not just what you are asked for. I will give you wealth in such a way that no man will match with you. And God bless this guy. What's his advantage? He understands the protocol. So there might be somebody seated here in terms of certification. As much as we speak well of it and want everyone to get it at the highest level so you can compete in the labor market or favor market, as you may call it. Sometimes grades in school has voted against a man already. But there is something that is a major candidate that can vote, and that's grace. And when you understand the protocol of cultivating it, you will see God begin to lift you despite what you don't have. Despite the areas you are not qualified. And lift you in such a way that those who have more will begin to wonder. You honor the Lord with your thanksgiving. And it must come from the depth of your heart. Are you following what I'm saying? Say it, I will honor the Lord. Say it again, I will honor the Lord with thanksgiving. Say it again, I will honor the Lord with thanksgiving. Say it louder and clearer. I will honor the Lord with thanksgiving. When we give thanks, God is honored. You know, sometimes one of the mistakes we make is that we feel God is too big. He can't see what we are doing. He sees. He spoke to Cain. He said, I have respect on the sacrifice of your brother. He has respect. He has respect. And I've learned these things. And I tell you they work. The things you don't have, learn to honor God and bless God for them. Soon you become the only reference point of those things. There's a principle that guarantees having in such a way that it doesn't end. I know there are some of you here that when it comes to finance, the experience you have is that a certain time in the month it comes. A certain time it dries up. So much so that on some occasions the only thing you have is transport. And sometimes you don't even have transport. Let me tell you the secret. There is a secret in God that will make it so that that money will be ceaselessly coming. It doesn't end. Because I've been in two places, I can tell you that God can begin to honor you beyond salary. He can begin to show you a secret that before salary comes, you are settled on your own and you are blessed. I mean, many the time that I don't believe you are in that shoe, that many people get down and all those things, say, at the end of January now, we give first fruit. Look at what they are saying. We give first fruit. Sapa mode. Is it Sapa now? Am I correct? I like to know all those. Is it Sapa? Sapa. Sapa mode. What's Sapa? If you are from Lagos, you don't do like you don't know what I'm saying. You know Sapa now. What does it mean? Being broke. No, this is not brokenness of the spirit. It's when pocket breaks a man. Do you want to learn the secret? Do you want to learn the secret? Listen to me. It may not be what you are trying to hear or what you think you will hear. The secret of coming to a place where it doesn't end is to give with the consciousness that it will never finish. And I'm telling you what I have tasted and what is working. As we enter the new year, I know what entered the new year with me.
And the Lord spoke to me and said, son, the time has come. Begin to distribute. Listen. Many of my friends and colleagues have the impression of me that I have. I will be very stupid to prove them wrong. I have. You look at a man and say, God has done it for him. He always has. I have. I was speaking with a friend. Let me share this with you. When I was trying to get married, I had a guy all the way on campus. He always says he doesn't have. If he's cooking rice and stew, and you knock the door, the only thing you will meet is the other man. I'm telling you, very damaging culture. Or sometimes if he knows that this thing is too obvious, there's no way to hide it, you will enter. A man, not a woman. It will give you some attitude that you are not welcomed here. You are nowhere to stay. He's for me. I was about to get married. I called them. I said, oh boy, we are buying clothes. You guys are the ones wearing agbada. And they said, I don't have. I said, how much do you need? She sent me your account number. And I sent the money. And I said, this is the reason why I, Femi Lazarus, will always have. Holding back makes you feel like you are smart until you have nothing to give. Are you following what I'm saying? You are trying to give an offering. Then you have prophesied and determined the week. If I give this 50 naira on Monday, I will have 230 naira. I take transport, go come from work, a social and so amount. Tuesday, social and so. As you have said it, so shall it be. I'm telling you, I'm not saying you should not plan your life. But you are giving with a consciousness, an attitude of faith. You see people who are trying to think they are wise and they will hold back. And you stretch around. Now let me quickly say this about givers. And I want to tell people, when a man gives, he is giving not because he has the whole world. Is giving because he has the heart to give. Don't abuse a giver. Don't abuse the privilege to receive. Are you following what I'm saying? We're planning for an occasion. And I was talking to a friend. And I said, listen, people in our cycle, if you don't talk to them, they will always keep getting broke. Teach them to give. Teach them to give towards this occasion. Teach them to give. I'm going to call a meeting. I'm going to talk to them. While we're on campus, they were boys and all that. Now they have wives, they have children. If something happens to one of us, I want to give. Hey, give. Don't be the one that say you don't have. And he replied to me and said, you know that amongst us, you are the one that God has lifted the head. So, this. I looked at him. Indeed, as you have said, so shall it be. However, I give not because I have the whole world. I give because I have the heart to give and I understand the principle. As you begin to function with the consciousness that I have entered into a pool that will never dry. Listen to me. It doesn't make sense that as a child of God, you get to a point that there's absolutely nothing. Nada. You know what nada means? Nothing. Please come. Help me with this. Absolutely. Are you following what I'm saying? Every day you wake up, you must demand for your own favor. Listen to me. Listen. I check my account balance every day. I don't receive a lot. But you can't tell me an entire 24 hours will pass and not drop my allocation. Not because I'm a pastor, but because I'm a child of God. And part of the seal of this covenant is favor. Favor. Are you following what I'm saying? And you will never know the difference between when I have plenty and when it doesn't seem to be much.
constant attitude. That's joy. Value genuine thanksgiving. Let's see, in church, dance in such a way that everybody will think you are a millionaire. That's how to become. That's how to become. Never carry yourself based on your pocket. Carry yourself based on the grace available upon your life. Number two, value prophetic declarations. For the first one, you can write Psalms 100. You can write Psalms 18 from verse 20. You can write Jeremiah 30 verse 19. Value prophetic declarations. Understand that words are wheels that can shift men from one level to another. And when you value prophetic declarations, please look up. Now let me quickly speak in different sections. Number one, and I'm listening based on order. Number one, your parents. This year, make up your mind that you will give to your parents much more. And when I mean your parent, when I say your parent, I mean your in-laws also. Because anyone who is benevolent enough to give you a daughter, to give you a son, is your father. True or not true? Yes. Make it a point of contact or decision that I'm going to honor them for their sacrifices. The time that God has blessed you is not the time to remember their sins. And say, I remember. My dad was not so kind. Now that God has blessed you, that's when you know. Even if it will be recharge card, 1,000 naira, plan it. There's something people do that dishonors parents. Let me tell you what it is. Going for a long time without calling them. Many of you can do an entire week. No word from you. Nothing. You don't call them. You don't feel they deserve your attention. I tell you as it is. Till date. Till tomorrow. Whenever I get home, I don't allow my father to do his laundry. I do them. I've been doing the laundry since I was a teenager. Though then, for the sake of the money I was in the pocket. Anytime I do his laundry, I get my salary. My God, I'm made for the month. So I love to do them. So he looks at me and says, no. What? I go to do the laundry myself. And I go to the market to buy. He loves fresh fish. He loves goat meat. I will buy them myself. Sometimes I go to the market and I see people say, that's Pastor Femi Lazarus. It doesn't matter. I'm here to do something of covenant. And when I make them, and believe you me, I can make them. When I make them, I serve him myself. If all he will say is God bless you, it's coming from a depth. This one is not casual. See, you must know how to be wise to strategically position yourself for the blessing. You must know how to be wise. If you honor your pastor and dishonor your parents, you'll still be small. Honor your parents. Celebrate them. Value them. Give to them. Some of you have gotten to a level now that you can actually put them on salary. Even if it will be with 5K. Even if it will be with 5,000. Listen to me. As they begin to tell you every month, my God will bless you. You will notice no 2 months will meet you the same way. Those blessings that comes from their heart. I shared the story with you. My first salary was about 10,000. 9,000 plus, then plus some other things. Allowances, everything total to 10,000 plus. When I got the first salary, I traveled to where my mother was as at that time. And I said, I want to take you out for shopping. How much did I have? 10,000. If she takes anything to that, just buy what you like, but it's more dimulele. And I was so excited. We were walking together in the market I'm picking, though the earring she was picking was 500 naira and all those things, it gladdens my heart that I bought it. Are you following what I'm saying here? This year, make sure your parents bless you. Make sure they bless you. Do things that will provoke it. Now, listen to me. If you are here and you don't have them, or one of them has gone to build it, whoever it is that fills in that gap as the authority also, let them bless you. Value prophetic declarations from your parents. Number two, from your prophet. From your prophet. One of the things, one of the decisions you must make is that you will recognize the prophetic voice over you. He that receive a prophet in the name of a prophet shall have a prophet reward. Alright? Know your prophet. Know people that when you come to a season, the word, the authority to shift you into place in that season is on their lips. When you know them, do things that will provoke more of it. You know, one of the things that is fast dying in our generation is the culture of honor. Anytime I think the future and I think the progress of the ministry, I always remember while I was a child, I battled with depression till a certain age. There were ministers that their songs, their messages, God used to bring me out and sustain me in that season. As God begins to bless me, they may now not be what people call prominent minister. Ah. But the weight of the grace upon their lives has helped the generation. It doesn't matter where they are. I will look for them with my last blood and see that if everyone is, if their lives have blessed everyone in their generation and they fail to honor them, not me. Scripture says that God is not unfaithful to forget our labors of love. So whenever we forget, we are unfaithful. We are unfaithful. Don't trivialize prophetic words. That is what makes difference between men and boys. That somebody is running by his own and somebody lays hand on the other person and I say, I speak to your life. Because I am already where you are going and far above that place. I shift you from this place there. It doesn't matter how long your equals know how to run, they will meet you there. A man of God was sharing a testimony. I don't want to mention either of the names. He took a seed and took it to his father. And the man said to him, the only thing the man said was leave. He was expecting, the man said leave. And as he opened the door, the man called him back. And he said, as I'm looking at you in front, that's how all your equals will be looking at you ahead. Listen to me. What happened when he said that statement? I just noticed something has shifted. What was happening? This thing is too fast. They bought where they are using, built the entire church in less than 2 months, bought hotels. Your survival is not by the economy of your location. There is a grace factor that the source of it is not determined by the economy of where you are. And you must know how to operate it. Don't be a profane person like Esau that values only the physical. That precious moment. One of the things I've told God is that I will reduce the rate at which I lay hands on people randomly. So you can know that if that hand comes, it has come for a purpose. And when you come to that precious moment, when hands are laid on your head, do you truly know that something is flowing? Talk to me now. Are you truly conscious of what is flowing? When words are spoken like armor, I speak to you, this, that. Is there a system in you that values that word? I like people that when they are coming for prophetic declarations, they on their phone recording and they are trapping all those things.
they will go back home, listen again and again. Why? Because they know the words must not fall to the ground. Value prophetic declarations. Treasure it. Look for it. But in all of this, recognize your prophet. Hosea 12 verse 13, by a prophet, God led the Israelites out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he preserved them. Is that okay now? Tell yourself, I'll place honor. Say it loud and clear. On the prophetic. Say it again, I'll place honor on the prophetic. Number three. What was the first one? Value genuine thanksgiving. Number two. Value prophetic declarations. Number three. Value people. How many of you saw the prophecies for the year by Pastor Hia Adeboye? He spoke about God showing him that there will be new stars that have not been known before. How many of you were here on Friday and you heard the same thing? How many of you go back and confirmed many of the things that have been spoken from this altar? Listen to me. People are not just people. People are future. People are possibilities. People are potentials. Never get to a point that the way you estimate men is based on their dressing. Don't see men like trees. I have never in my life sat down in church and feel anybody in church is a, what they call it now, liability. Even if as a church, a time has to come in a person's life that we have to be of assistance, I recognize genuinely with the whole of my heart that this person is an asset. What is there is just taking certain time to come out. Are you following what I'm saying? Let me say for the balance. That doesn't mean the church throws money around. We also teach men the culture of responsibility. But in the midst of it, there is a place of recognizing men, not by what they look like now. Let me show you this scripture. 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5. Start reading from verse 16. 2 Corinthians 5 from verse 16. Look at it. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Can you give me this in Message translation? Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. That's not our estimation. Somebody is starting the year, come to church, you notice that this person is always coming to church with the same shoe or the same shirt. But God has blessed you in such a way that at least you have some that are still very good, but they are no longer your size. And you feel they will be this person's size. Or you can sincerely afford a shoe or a palm slippers. Do you know what joy it will be that you come to church one day and say, now this is how to do it. Don't say, I notice you've been wearing the same shirt. No, don't say that. God just placed it in my heart to honor you with this, please. I hope it will bless you. Please stay. God bless you, sir. I appreciate you. God bless you. It will take somebody that the devil has sat in his heart for God to lift that person and forget those who were there to lift him. And that's why I've told you earlier on. If your levels have changed, never you trivialize the role of those that God used. Value people. Sometimes God is speaking to you that this is your wife. Let me start with that. Brothers, can you hear what I'm saying? This year, I'm going to dwell so much on relationship teaching. Because you need to hear all I'm saying. God has spoken to you that this is your wife. You look at her and say, God is not a killer of joy. The things I want, they are not there. She doesn't have this. You ask the brother, why are you not seeing that sister? I know they can't say what the sister doesn't have. But when somebody who recognizes the future now marries the sister, and my God, and everything, the potentials, the hidden treasures of God start manifesting like the sun coming out early in the morning. The same brother will now come to church and say, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Really? So sister, you know, let me tell you this. In every church, there are brothers really regretting like that. They are regretting over a sister they never saw until somebody who is a gardener took interest in the garden, placed investment, gave her peace of mind. And my God, nothing nourishes a woman like peace of mind. Are you following what I'm saying? Look at it. One of the ways you know the wife of a wise man, the wife of a wise man, it doesn't matter the economic situation of the family. She gets better than how she was married. She gets better. I look at my wife. She was speaking here on Friday. I was sincerely lost. I was lost in thought. My God, I married this girl. Hi. Kalima ha de katida. Let me tell you this. If anybody had told me I will marry somebody from Bongo, I would say it's a lie. Personally, I love touchness. Are you following what I'm saying? I love somebody come from a place touch. They say, go, go, go. Let's give God praise. Ah, glory. What you want to hear me say, I will not say it. Think I don't know. When God spoke to me about my wife, there's something here. He did here. Say, did here. Did here. The same thing as, who have I just spoken to now? Brothers, now sisters. You know, a sister can turn a guy down and say, I don't like the way he pronounced letter S. Now, I asked them a question. If a billionaire pronounces letter S like that, will you like it? Say, I would like it. You see, never get to the point where you sum men just like that. There are guys, listen to me. There are guys. I don't know what you want. Many of you want complicated things. Things that only God can give. There are guys that will come to church. Look at all these guys now. They'll come and sing. Look at them now. This throwback. This throwback. I am too conscious of it. Everything you are seeing here is throwback. And you come to church, you look at these people and say, ah, bright, bright, bright. Sorry, you are the one I'm going to bright. See, I would have liked him. But the way he walks, I just greet everybody. See, I years ago, one girl served one of my friends breakfast. Every hot breakfast. We asked her, what's the issue? And listen to me. The way those cliques are, if you break up with anybody in that clique, you've broken up with all of us, we'll fight you with all that makes us us. That's a joke. But it's true. So the girl said, the kind of man I want to marry is the kind of guy that when he enters into a room, everybody is standing up and saying, welcome, sir, welcome, sir. How come you can't recognize where God is taking this one to? Some weeks back, we were talking about... Let's leave this story. She got what she wants, but the way it came is not the way we were expecting. When he enters, truly everybody will stand up. Value people. Sometimes that roommate is the one that God will still use to lift your head. Joseph was in prison. Who would have known that the access to the palace was also in prison with him? There are people who seem to be at the same situation with you, but they are the last phase of it. And God will soon leave them. Recognize it in everybody. Value men. Value all these things. Are you following what I'm saying here? Value men. Never
sum anybody up by what they have or don't have. By the color of their shoes, the color of their belt, the whiteness of their shirt. See, he's wearing white, but it's already milk. And I just want the kind of guy I like is somebody they can use to advertise close up. Oh, mu close up. Whatever it is you don't value, you can't enhance. Place value on these things I've taught you. Genuinely be grateful. You can't do so without valuing God. Value declarations that comes afterwards as they are triggered. Then value the people that God can and will use for you. And you see things take a different turn. I'd like you to bow your head and tell God to help your heart with recognition. With recognition. Recognition. Sometimes in a family, in a house, the woman, the wife, the precious jewel, the angel you have married suddenly begins to misbehave. You don't like what she's doing. In the midst of that, still value her. That all that God has said concerning her, concerning the family, will not drop to the ground. They will come to pass. Sometimes some things turn around and what used to be plenty is now in a phase where they don't seem to be happening again. In the midst of it, recognize I'm married to a king. I'm married to a priest. While we might be here, we'll not remain here. There is a hand that is already upon our lives that will shift us to destinations. There are turns in life where it doesn't look like God and his words can be trusted. In the midst of it, choose to believe. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Please rise to your feet. One of the prayers I'm going to pray for you this morning is the grace of divine connection. In 2022, God will strategically connect you with all that will manifest the glory upon your life. Please say that amen with interest. The kind of connection required to make prophecies fulfilled, receive it. Family connections that will shift you for life, receive it. From today, I ask that God positions you to hear the right information. Amen. Information that will change the course of your destiny. Amen. In the name of Jesus. All the people that God should use for you. Some of them might be offended at you. Some of them disappointed at you. Some of them giving up on you. I decree and declare by the power in the name of Jesus. In all the areas, demonic atmospheres have infiltrated those relationships and scattered it. God will intervene now and cause things to work accordingly. Receive the strength, the spirit of faith to knock doors and keep knocking till they open. Receive the boldness to enter into high places and make demands and make negotiations. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. If you have been truly blessed, give the Lord a big hand. Please do it well. Hallelujah. Please, after now, sit with this. Sit with the message of crossover. Sit with the brief teaching we had for sons, daughters, and partners. Sons, daughters, stewards, and partners.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
These messages were sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.